好 ，Good morning, everyone。
好，我们先来一起诵《开经偈》，中文一遍，英文一遍。
So we'll chant the verse for beginning the sutra together, Chinese first, then followed by English。
那请合掌。
Please join your palms。
无上
甚深
微
妙
法。
百千万劫难遭遇，我今见闻得受持，愿解如来真实义。 The unsurpassed, profound and sublime Dharma is difficult to encounter even in a billion years. Today we see, hear, receive and uphold itVowing to fathom the true meaning of the Tathagata.
好，照往例啊，我们还是一起来诵。先从中文好了。大家一起。
So just like last time, we're going to recite Contemplating the Mind, entirely together, first in Chinese.
那总共是13行，一行4句，所以总共52句。
So there are 13 lines in total, and each line we have 4 sentences. So there were 52 sentences together.
好，我们大家一起念啊。观身
非身，镜像水月，观心无相，光明皎洁，一念不生，虚灵寂照，圆同太虚，巨海众妙，不出不入，无状无貌，百千方便总归一窍，不依行气，行气至爱，莫任妄念，妄想生怪，地观此心，空洞无物，憋而情深，便觉恍惚，即处回光，着力一照，云散晴空，白日朗耀，内心不起，外境不生，但凡有相，不是本真，念起即觉，觉即照破，进来便扫，扫即方过，善恶之境随心转变，凡圣之行，意念而现，持咒观心，如魔静耀，尘垢若除，此意不着，广大神通，自心全具，净土天宫，逍遥任意，不用求真，心本是佛，熟处若生，深处自熟，二六十中，头头净妙，处处不迷，是明心要。
好，我们一起来念英文。
So we'll chant in English together.
Look
upon the body as unreal, as an image in a mirror, or the reflection of the moon in water. Contemplate the mind as being without form, yet bright and pure. Not a single thought arising, empty yet perceptive, still yet illuminating.Complete like the great emptiness, containing all that is wonderful, neither going out nor coming in, without appearance or characteristics. Hundreds and thousands of skillful means all arise out one mind, independent of material existence. Such being an obstruction, do not attach to deluded thoughts. Deluded thinking gives birth to illusion. Attentively contemplate this mind, empty, devoid of all objects. If emotions should suddenly arise, you will fall into confusion. In a critical moment, bring back the light, powerfully illuminating. Clouds disperse, the sky is clear, the sun shines brilliantly. If nothing arises within the mind,
nothing will manifest without.
That which possesses characteristics is not original reality. If you can see a thought as it arises, this awareness will at once destroy it. Whatever state of mind should come, sweep it away, put it down. Both good and evil states can be transformed by mind. Sacred and profane appear in accordance with thoughts. Reciting mantras or contemplating mind are merely herbs for polishing a mirror. When the dust is removed, they are also wiped away. Great expensive spiritual powers are all complete within the mind. The pure land or the heavens can be traveled to at will. You need not seek the mule. Mind is originally Buddha. The familiar becomes remote. The strange seems familiar. Day and night, everything seems wonderful. Nothing you encounter confuses you. These are the essentials of the mind.
好像英文比较容易懂，对不对？
It seems it's easier to understand in English version, is that right?
是不是这样？好像哈，好像不用讲都可以了哈。
As if I don't need to expound on that, and by reading English version, you can understand it.
那再重复一遍哈，我看今天比较多是新来的人哈，就是题目啊，观心明啊，它主要就是讲心的一个作用，那怎么用心方面来开始修行。
Since I've seen some new faces, so I just want to quickly review what we've done in the past series of talks. So the title of this poem is Contemplating Mind. So this means this poem is mainly addressed the functions of the mind and how you can use mind to practice.
那D就是很仔细的要看这个心啊，看心的本来的面目，还有它清净的本质。
And the Chinese term di means attentively. So here you need to contemplate attentively, look into the mind and look into the original faith.
观身非身，因为我们的身体啊，要看它不是身体，要从这边开始下手，就是修行从这边开始看。身体是幻身的。
And the first line, look upon the body as unreal. That means we start our practice by contemplating the body. The body is unreal.
那要怎么看呢？就像镜中的像，水中的月一样来看。
But how can we contemplate this body as unreal? We should think it as of an image in a mirror or the reflection of the moon in water.
那主要要把心当作没有相，就是幻灭的，是空性的。
And mainly, here we need to contemplate the mind as illusory without, characteristics.
那他讲出结果，假如你心是，没有相的话，就是光明皎洁。
So at the end of the first line says, if you can contemplate the mind as being without form, then you can see it's bright and pure.
那这边就是憨山大师讲的，那师父呢，为了要解释，为什么观身非身，他就从五蕴跟四大开始切入。
So, the first line is what Master Han Shan talked about, and our 师父 Master Shen Yan, in order to expound on the first line, he started with five aggregates and four elements of the body to explain the body is unreal.
那我们知道五蕴是色受想行识。
And we understand the five skandhas or five aggregates are form, perception,
sensation,
perception, volition, consciousness, and
那 form 呢？色呢？就是讲的生理现象。那后面的是讲心理现象。
So, among the five skandhas, the first one, form, addresses the physical, forms. And the rest are addressed to the mind.
那因为观身非身嘛，要怎么让你觉得是非身呢？就是身体有四大组合的。
So how can you contemplate the mind, is unreal? We, need to understand the body consists of four elements.
那师父就是说，因为现在我们都学过化学啊，知道细胞这些，所以很容易知道身体不是只有我们看到这边，其实是从很多组成的，所以很容易看到幻灭。
那师父 said, because now we all learn chemistry, so we understand this physical body is composed of a lot of chemicals, not just this one entire form. So it's easy to understand the four elements.
让心能够一念不生的时候的状况是第二行啊。
And the second line started with not a single mind thought, not a single thought arising.
那也就是无相啊，它的状况就是虚灵即照。
So that means this line addresses the state of no mind. What it looks like, it is empty yet perceptive, and yet still illuminating.
好，他这是讲心理的状况哈，那它也是像圆的。中间都没有漏洞的，像太虚空一样的广大。
In the state of no form, the mental state is complete like the great emptiness without any holes, without any holes in it.
那它也是含很多的东西在里面，可是互相又没有冲突。
And it's also the state of mind that contains all that is wonderful, but and nothing is in conflict.
那第三行呢，不出不入也是心的状况。
And the third line starts with neither going out nor coming. This also describes the state of the mind.
假如心是空性的话，它就没有所谓的进跟出，它就因为不动的。
If you've realized the emptiness of the state of mind, then you will experience neither going out nor coming, because the mind is not moving.
所以它也没有所谓的相貌啊、状况啊，你可以没有它的个性在里头。
So in that state of mind, there's no appearance or characteristics. There's no forms in it.
所以等于继续讲啊。心的状况，它里头也涵盖了所有的所谓方便，就是所有的方法， 所有的你用功的方法，你就是所有的现象，它也包含了所有的现象。
And also that type of state of mind will contain hundreds thousands of skillful means. Here, skillful means just refers to all kinds of phenomena.
那这个总归一心，这个这边的窍哈。窍门的窍就是要点，可是在这边就是总归一个心。
And no matter how much phenomena it is, eventually it will all arise at one mind. So here, the Chinese term 窍 means one mind.
那我们上次就讲到4.1跟4.2，就是第四行的第一点跟第二点哈，它是。这个空性啊，这个无相，这个心的无相，它不依形气啊。形就是物质的现象，生命的能量。
And last time we stopped at the fourth line, the first half of the fourth line, which is independent of material existence. So here it talks about the state of a no form. It does notrely on any material existence, such as vital energy.
那假如说有形气的话，有物质的现象的话，那就会有障碍。
And if you rely on physical forms or vital energy, then there will be an obstruction.
所以呢，这些的都跟你心有关系，那会有。障碍的话，主要就是有妄想。
And this all has something to do with your mind. And if you have obstructions, then you will have deluded thoughts.
那我想问大家，知道什么是妄想吗？上个礼拜已经问过了，什么是妄想
？And I want to ask you, what do you think deluded thoughts are? And I've asked it last time. Just want to ask again.
什么是妄想？不切实际的，那就代表切实际的欲望就不叫妄想，也是妄想，所以那个你准备要怎么修正？所以不管想要跟不要都是妄想，所以是念头啊。简单的讲就是一个念头，不管好坏，不管好跟坏，都是一个念头。
So what is wandering thoughts? One possible answer is impractical desires. Then if I should respond, what about practical desires? Are they still wandering thoughts? Joe Pusa revised his answer saying yes, it is it's still wandering thoughts. As long as you have the thought of wanting or not wanting, so...Fasha commented on that saying, well, so it all comes down to a thought, as long as you have a thought, that is a wandering thought.
所以念头有你的想法，有你的情绪，有你的记忆，你有你的画面，有你的思考，这些都是念头。
So, wandering thoughts contains, contains a lot of things, contains your emotions, your memories, your thinking, your planning, they are all wandering thoughts.
刚刚那个周泽昌菩萨讲的是没有错，我们妄念常常跟五欲连在一起。
So, Zhou Pusa just said,wandering thoughts are impractical desires. That is also correct because our thoughts are always connected to our desires.
那这个欲望啊，像精进用功还没有成佛以前的精进用功，仔细想起来也是一个欲望，你要往前，可是那个是好的嘛，往前走，最后的结果是不一样的。
It's just like before we get enlightened, we always encourage people to practice diligently. And wanting to practice diligently, that itself is also a desire. But that is good because we want to use that desire to practice.
五欲是什么？ 佛教讲的五欲是什么？上次也问过大家，再复习一下。色声香味触。
So what is the five desires talked about in Buddhism? So that is color, is that 色声香味触？
form.
That is form.
色声。
Oh, I see. That form, body,
smell,
taste, and touch.
Yeah. 那一般我们还有另外一个五欲是财色名食睡。
We have another five desires commonly used. That is money, lust, 财色还有
fame,
富，财色。
Sleep.
嗯，
所以我们常常为满足我们五欲的需求呢，会四处去找物质或肉体上的享乐，结果我们真正满足了吗？没有哈。
So in order to satisfy those five desires, we always try to seek after these desires.But are we truly satisfied? No.
所以就好比我们吃东西一样，我们吃了一餐，满足了吗？
So it's just like we having a meal, are you truly satisfied?
有时候我上次去吃一个素的叉烧包很好吃，所以第二天我又再去买，哎呀，也不觉得那么好吃。
So one time I have, I really like this delicious Chinese bomb with vegetables in it. So next day I want to have it again, so I look around and find it. But it doesn't taste the same as the last time.
所以我们可能会暂时的满足，可是呢，马上又不满足。
So we can always be satisfied temporarily, but we can't be satisfied forever.
所以呢，假如没有修行的话，我们无止境的一直循回啊，一直挂念的吃啊。有的人没有吃的他想要的话会生气，对不对？有的人是无所谓了，那到老死还是这个样子。
So it is like a vicious circle because some people.And they will just want to go after good food. And if they are not satisfied with delicious food, they will get angry. So they will just repeat this cycle forever until they become very old.
那这边提到妄想生怪哈，因为我们一般的人呢，都是我们脑子想什么就去做，做了以后呢，常常是做出来的事情啊。是不合理的。那上次有提到有道德的人呢，他就比较不会依据他自己脑子怎么样想的去做，他会根据社会的道德标准再来做。
And here, deluded thinking gives birth to illusion. Talks about ordinary people will always just to follow their deluded thoughts and act upon that. And most of the time, their behavior will give rise to unreasonable results or things that is not good. But for virtuous people, they will act upon ethical standards established by themselves or society. So this type of people won't act upon their deluded thoughts.
而且我们妄念哈有多少啊？一念三千，大概都知道。你就是那个念头，只要脑筋清楚的话。就有三千个念头在里头，还有一念有九十个刹那，一个刹那有九百个生灭，所以这样你一念的话有八万一千个生灭，就中间的生灭就有八万一千。那修行好的话就可以看，那修行不好的话只觉得自己只有一念。
And truly.And in Buddhism, we said within one thought, actually, there are 3,000 thoughts within if you are mindful enough.
And within one thought, we say there are 90 times of arising and perishing. And within one arising and perishing, there's a...
31,000.
Yeah, I guess. Within... 刹那
就是一个生命。
但是他说一个刹那有900个生命。So, okay. So within one thought, there are probably 90 seconds. But not the... within 1 second, there are probably 900 times of arising and perishing. So in total, within one thought, you have 81,000 times of arising and perishing.
所以那个根据妄念来做事的话是很可怕的。
So if you act upon on your wandering thoughts, that is very scary.
那我们再来看第五行啊。第五行就是说我们仔仔细细的来看看这个心啊。
So, we'll move on to the next line. It talks about attentively contemplate this mind.
那假如说是我们这个心呢是真的叫一般人讲的是没有东西的吗？
So, is our mind truly void? Is truly devoid of all objects?
如果我们关心关得好的话呢，我们发现心中真的是没有一个东西。但是假如你心中还有某一样东西的话呢，打个比方，我们将因为后面会讲到情绪，那个其实不是心中没有一样东西，还是有东西的。
So if we contemplate the mind really well, we will discover that there's nothing in it. But if there's something in it, and then you still have some attachment.
所以看下面这句呢，憋耳，憋的时候就是很快的看一下的时候，你就会发觉里头其实有情绪的。
So here the Chinese term pierre is just like glance quickly, means glance quickly. And if you glance quickly, you'll notice there is still emotion arising.
那我们再来看看什么叫情，情为何物。
So we'll take a look at this term emotion. What is emotion?
那你们觉得情是何物？大家认为这个情是包括情绪还有什么感情还有什么啊感性嗯还有呢节省时间哈、啊、其实它包括七情六欲情绪啊那七情六欲里头呢大家知道在佛教讲的七情是包括什么吗
？So what is the emotion? Some people responded emotions are sentiments. So what is the emotion? We reviewed that it includes of seven sentiments or seven emotions, six desires.
那在佛教里面讲的七情啊，是喜、怒。忧、惧、爱、嗔、欲，这七种叫七情。
So in Buddhism, we talked about seven emotions or seven sentiments are, they are happiness, anger, worry, fear, love, hate, desire.
那在六欲里面呢，我们佛教讲的是眼睛看到见了。见的欲啊，就是贪美色，还有比较稀奇古怪的东西，这个是眼；鼻就是闻啊，就是闻香味哈、啊。那也听过嘛，我们念过《论语》，也听过有足臭之夫嘛哈、啊，就是鼻子看人，有的人就是喜欢闻臭的。所以打个比方，我们常常在吃的是什么？ 臭豆腐，对不对？还有榴莲，是不是？所以榴莲有的人说好，有的人说不好。OK。
Mm-hmm. So and also what is six desires? Six desires are include eyes. What eyes? The eyes are right from eyes. For example, you want to see. You desire to see colorful things. To pleasing the thing, the pictures or the sight that is pleasing. And also another desire arises out of your nose, your smell. And most people want to smell a greenable scent. But some people are peculiar. They want to smell something, stinky, like the stinky food they love, like smelly tofu and, there's a type of fruit that are also smelly.
How about blue cheese?
Like some people like blue cheese, they have very strong scent.
有一次我在还在上班的时候，我们中午在公司里面带便当嘛，那我们有个同事就在豉汁豆豉跟那个排骨蒸在一起，好不好吃啊？味道不错，对不对？那我们一个犹太老板就站在那个 corner， What's that? 他就是。因为对他来讲，那个味道是不知道是什么味道，很臭嘛哈，因为豆豉味道哈。嗯。
So, when I was still working, you know, we bring in lunch, and one of my colleagues were having lunch with this pretty delicious pork with beans, black beans. So, for Chinese, it smells really good. But my boss was standing out there with. What is the smell?
他是 Jewish.
Yeah, he's Jewish, so he obviously don't like the smell.
那第二天呢，我们老板的另外一个西方众带了 blue cheese 蒸虾 ，blue cheese 跟虾在一起。我们几个中国人就说，那个是什么味道啊？因为 blue cheese 一蒸起来，那个味道很强。
And the next day, another of my colleague brought in the blue cheese with shrimp. So we Chinese were saying, what does that smell? Where's the smell? Because to us, it's very strange, the smell of the blue cheese.
所以可以知道，玉的，就是你的那个香的，其实跟也是跟妄念一样，因为那个不准的。因为以中国人来讲，某一个是味道好。可以西方人来讲就不见得好，同样的也是哈。
So you could see the desires, what is considered good or what is considered bad are very subjective. It's just like wandering thoughts. They don't have a concrete form or concrete nature. It all depends on the view of the person.
我们刚刚讲六欲，眼、鼻、身，身就是触，喜欢比较舒适的。享受，所以我们很喜欢穿的衣服是什么？棉质的或者是丝的，因为穿起来舒服。
And among six desires, we talked about eyes, nose, and then the next one is the desire out of your body, which is touch, the desire of touch. And that is, we all like to touch soft materials like cotton or silk because it feels good.
那耳朵呢，就是听的欲望哈，喜欢听好听的音乐，还有比较人家讲，所以我为什么要爱语，就讲比较赞美的话。
The next one is about ears, the desire out of ears. We all like to listen to music, pleasing music, and or we all like to hear people praise us.
那舌头就是味啊，味就是味道的味啊。就是贪好吃的哈。
The next one is about the tongue, the desire of taste, and we always like delicious food.
我不知道大家记不记得李恒月教授，那他没有吃素，我就问李恒月教授说，你学佛那么久，又很有慈悲，为什么没有吃素？他说吃对他来讲不重要，因为他30岁以后，他是看时间吃东西。所以人家给他，他为了他其实也真正很慈悲，他为了不要让他太太 特别为他做素的，所以他其实他是不是肚子饿吃东西，他是为了他身体该要吃东西他才吃东西，所以他说他没有，反正他没有要杀那个动物了。反正你仔细给他想想，其实他也是蛮慈悲的。很特别的地方就是说他已经没有
欲望，
就说吃像我们三顿饭都一定要吃嘛，时间过晚的时候就受不了，他就没，已经在那方面他已经是可以舍了。
嗯，So there was a lay practitioner, Professor Lee, and one time I asked him, because he practiced very diligently, so I asked him, how come you haven't become vegetarian? Because he was still having meat. So, and he said, well, because I don't want to trouble my wife who prepared the food. So whatever she prepared, I'll just take it. And also he told me,I no longer really having the desire, I think, having the desire for the food. So he just eat according to the time. So when it's time to eat, he'll eat. He already let go of the desire of having food.
那另外一个意呢，就是意欲贪声色名利恩爱。
And the last one of the six desires is, has something to do with, with your consciousness. That is the things we will pursue, like fame, money, and lust.
所以从六欲可以看得出来是人啊，与生俱来就有的一个生理需求跟一个欲望。
So from the six desires, you can see thatThose are people, ordinary people born with. It's our natural desires that people have.
那下个礼拜是 Dr. Peter Lin 啊，那个林博士他讲有关 emotion 的。那我对情绪这个我一直很感兴趣哈，因为所以我找了一些资料跟大家分享一下。嗯。
So next Sunday we'll have Dr. Peter Lin coming to give us a talk about specifically about emotion, and I have always been very interested in this subject, so I'm going to just briefly mention here.
他说情绪啊是很主观的一个认知的经验，一个总称，就是你很主观的，不是别人的，就是自己的一种认知，你过去还有。我们以佛教来讲，以前很多生的那种积存下来一些的总一个名称呢、啊。
And he says, emotion is a very subjective term. It is a general term for subjective cognition and experience for this life and many lives in the past.
它是包含很多的感觉、思想、行为产生的一种心理跟生理的一个状态。
So it is a state of a physical and the mental state that deriving from a lot of one's feelings, thoughts, and actions.
我那时候第一次听任俊长老讲说，我们凡夫嘛，要么高兴到上天，要么生气就下地狱。那时候不大懂，原来那些都是情绪。
So, in the past, when I was listening to Venerable Renjing's talks, he described that for ordinary people, if they are happy, they, as if they were they are in heaven, and if they got angry, and if they are in hell. And at that time, I wasn't quite understand what he was talking about, and now I understand that he's describing the emotion that ordinary people have.
一般我们都刚刚念过的喜怒忧惧爱憎欲啊，这个是一般的人，可是我们比较细微的再看看，比较嫉妒，还有比较好一点，我们修行方面惭愧羞有羞耻心，还有很自豪，这些其实也是情绪的一种。
So just like those commonly recognized emotions we just talked about, like happiness, anger, worry, sad, fear, love. are on the very coarse level, but there are more subtle level of emotions such as jealousy, guilt, shame, pride.
所以情绪常常受你自己的心情，还有个很重要，你的性格，你的脾气，你的目的。像师父有一次啊，我们在打气的时候，大家心都没有定下来，师父就往桌子上一拍，吃饭的时候椅子搬得很大声嘛，师父这样一拍，他那个他没有情绪的，可是让我们看到觉得好像师父在生气哈。所以其实情绪不见得全部都是负面的。
So, emotions can be affected by a lot of factors, such as mood, disposition, temperament, and your intentions. So I remember during one intensive retreat, we all sat in the table and chairs, and Shifu suddenly slapped on the table. For Shifu, there is no emotion in it, but it looks like he was angry from our point of view.So emotions are not necessarily negative.
所以师父的他是有目的的，因为他看我们的心情啊都还没有稳下来，所以他那样一打的时候让我们心往下沉。
So the reason师父 was doing that was because it was in the beginning of the retreat and most of our minds were not settled yet. So he was doing that to help us to focus, to concentrate and settle our minds.
从这边可以看到有些情绪啊好像它会产生啊是没有经过思考，可事实上啊它意识里面产生出来的。
So for some emotions you will feel that it arises without any thoughts, you haven't give some thoughts before it arises, but actually it has something to do with your consciousness.
所以以佛教来讲，情绪也可以分为与生俱来的叫基本情绪，还有后天可以学习到的复杂情绪。那我们修行呢，与天俱来的那个大概因为叫习气嘛，不容易改，可是后天的那个我们就可以做调整。
So in Buddhism, we divided the emotions into two categories. The first one is the natural emotion that you were born with. We call those habits. Those are hard to correct, hard to change. But another category, which we call complex emotions, which are developed after you were born, those we can try to change.
So you think...俱来那个基本情绪呢，与人类啊的要生存息息相关，就说它危害到你的生命的话，你那些就会产生出来的一些它叫情执也可以，叫情绪也可以。
And the first category, the emotion that you were born with, natural emotions, those are closely connected to our fundamentalthe desire for living, desire for existence.
所以后天养成那个叫复杂情绪呢，那个是人跟人交流可以学到的，这就是为什么我们修行可以帮到忙的地方。
And the second category, the emotions that we developed later in our lives, like through human interactions, those kind of emotions we can try to affect, try to change or shapeby practice.
所以情绪虽然大部分大概90%是要做修行要改的哈，可是有一部分还算不错的。
So although 90% of emotions are negative and not good and we aim to change, but there is still some that is good.
那刚刚讲是说你突然一看的时候，那个发生你那个情绪起来的时候，七情六欲产生的时候，你会怎么样？那就下面讲了。
And the poem talks about when you suddenly looked into and noticed there's emotions arising, what would happen?
你就会觉得恍惚。
And what happens that is, you will fall into confusion.
那恍惚，我们国语都懂，什么意思啊？
So what is, the Chinese term 恍惚？
什么意思？
What does that mean?
没办法分别也是一个，就是说你脑筋不能够集中是一个状况哈。第二个你很模糊也是一个状况，还有就是你抓不住捉摸不定都是叫恍惚。
So the Chinese term 恍惚 it means, you can't concentrate, can't focus, you feel confused, and also you can't hold on to it. All these things we use, the Chinese term 恍惚 to describe.
所以不管情绪是好的坏的它都是一个物，就是你心还有一个东西在那边，那你猛然一看的时候，那个情绪起来的时候，你的心呢就不清楚了，就模糊了，就不能够集中了。
So here it means, once the emotion arises, your mind is no longer clear, is no longer focused or concentrated, because there's something in it. It's a blur. It's no longer clear. That's why your mind is moving.
那第二行跟第三行都是讲新的好的状况的时候，你是怎么样？啊，第四行、第五行就告诉大家，你有妄想，你有情绪的时候，你怎么办呢？现在怎么办？
So from the structure of the poem, we could see that the first and the second and the third lines of the poems talks about, describe the state of the mind, with no form, with a good state of mind. And the fourth line, the fifth line, address what should you do? How should you deal with the situation when the wandering thoughts or emotions arise?
那他就第六行就告诉你在这个时候你妄念升起的时候跟你有情绪的时候你就是要知道。
And the sixth line talks about, when you have emotions arising or deluded thoughts arising, you need to do, the below things.
那你内心很混乱的时候你马上能够觉察到并告诉自己什么呢？这个是虚幻的，这个是执着的。
So when you, find yourself, your mind state is chaotic or muddled, you should realize right away and tell yourself, this is force, not this is attachment.
你们觉得简单吗？不简单。
Do you think it's easy to do? No.
我们都被带着走，对不对？
Because we always just follow the wandering thoughts.
所以这个就是修行的功夫，就是在这里。
So here shows, how well you practice.
所以呢，当你发觉你有妄念的时候呢，你就是要着力一照。刚刚开始的时候，可能照得不大清楚啊，模模糊糊的，像恍惚一样。可是没有关系，你只要练习有情绪跟有妄念的时候你自己会用晓得怎么样用方法，这个就是慢慢开始在练习着力一照，就是慢慢照，刚刚开始没关系，可是知道这时候你就是要用方法的时候。
So it is difficult to illuminate, to aware of the wandering thoughts in the beginning. When you do that, you probably do it, not perfectly, it's still, muddled or chaotic. But that's a practice. As long as you always, try to illuminate your thoughts, be aware of thoughts, you will get better and better.
所以那时候呢，你会在那时候来着力一照的时候呢，你的智慧啊，就会慢慢的升起，会慢慢变强。
So in a critical time like that, when you're able to apply the method and illuminate on your thoughts, you will gradually, begin wisdom, and, gradually your wisdom will come stronger and stronger.
祖师们曾经说过哈，他说开悟很简单啊，只要用智慧照破你的妄想。
So according to the ancient patriarchs of Chan, enlightenment is very easy. You just use wisdom to shine on all your deluded thoughts.
可是这个功夫就是平常要练的。
But in order to attain such a power of wisdom, you have to practice every day.
可是我们常常会恍惚的人都不会这样认为。第一个，我们自己认为我们自己的看法是很对的。
But people who often got confused and follow their wandering thoughts, they usually don't feel that way. They usually would react in a way that they believe what they experience is real.
而且我还是看得很清楚。
And he believes his mind is very clear.
他才不会去想说我要用回力这样一照，把我的妄念跟我的情给照掉，他不会的。
So for those people, it never occurred to them that they were wrong. They need to actually look within and illuminate on their own thoughts and emotions.
所以只有你自己看到你自己迷乱的时候，你才有办法从这个迷乱中出来。
So it is only when you can see the chaotic mind of yourself, then there is a chance for you to get out of that mental state.
所以只有看到自己的迷惘啊的心的以后呢，才会努力去修行。因为都不承认你自己迷惘，你不可能去修行。
So only when you be able to see, when you be able to see your chaotic mental state or confused mental state, then will you started wanting to practice. Because otherwise, you don't even recognize that your mind is not clear. How could you start, or how could you want to practice?
那修行以后最重要要有体证，体证到空寂的心，就是云散晴空。
And for practice, it is very important to have experience to be able to confirm your understanding.So that is what the latter half of the line talks about.
那云散就是被乌云，天空被乌云遮盖住了以后，云散掉以后，那个天气啊很晴朗。
So the that part of the sixth line talked about clouds disperse, the sky is clear, the sun shines brilliantly.
可这个不是洛杉矶的天气啊。我住在洛杉矶快两年，那个这边阴天的时候就觉得要下雨，对不对？洛杉矶都不下雨，阴天的就是阴天，他就是没有看到晴空啊，蓝色的天空都没有。
And this makes me think of the weather in Los Angeles, because here in New York, if you see clouds and overcast, it will soon rain.If it's a sunny day, it is a sunny day. But in Los Angeles, you always see it's cloudy and overcast, but it just doesn't rain.
那有时候我们在修行的时候呢，会感觉到自己好像没有任何一个念头啊。那但是心里面没有真正的很清楚、很开朗、很明朗，应该这样讲。
So sometimes while practicing, you seem to have no thoughts. Still, your mind is not really clear.
那它会像怎么样呢？这个是解释心。他常常在解，憨山大师常常在解，告诉我们，一个修行心中无物的时候，就是这些状况。白日狼药，中文。应该不用解释都很清楚嘛，像白日那个晴朗，那个闪耀，那个光明，那个晴空，它都是一直在解释心的一个状况。
And so what is the state of mind that without form looks like? So Master Hanshen always uses the sky as a metaphor to explain what it will look like if the mind has nothing within. So if the mind has nothing within, it will look like a sunny sky that is very clear and bright.
那师父在禅期的时候都会问僧众说你们离开开悟远不远呢？
So when 师父was leading intensive retreats, he would always ask the Sangha, how far away you think you're from enlightenment?
那有的人就会回答师父说好像就在转角的地方，但是还看不到他。
And some people would respond that, well, it seems like it's right around the corner, but I can't see it.
就像太阳在那边，我们知道它被乌云罩住，可它有光露出来哈。我们知道乌云后面就有太阳一样。
It's just like sometimes around the edge of a dark cloud, we can see rays of sunlight, so we know that the sun is there, although we can't see it.
所以修行的时候呢，看到乌云后面有亮光，其实也不错。就至少你知道离那个就是乌云散掉还没有多远呢。
So when we practice, actually it is good to at least be able to see the rays of the sun. So at least you know the sun is there.
所以假如真正看到，就是师父在禅期的时候。有时候会恭喜一些菩萨，他们类似见到一些那个明心见性的时候，师父都会恭喜。这些就是已经看到阳光的，他们对信仰就会更坚定。
At the end of the intensive retreats, sometimes Shifu would congratulate some people, some practitioners, because they probably have experienced sort of seeing the nature. It's just like seeing the light, the rain of the sun, even though they haven't seen the entire sun yet. And after that experience, their faith will become firmer.
所以你假如有看过那个一丝丝的那个阳光的时候呢，你就会更精进的修行。
So if you are able to see the rays of the sun, then you will be able to practice more diligently.
所以师父鼓励啊，修行的人啊，至少要很努力去看啊，在黑暗万想后面呢的阳光，就是一丝丝也好，就是我们至少。要发个愿啊，这一生看到一丝丝的阳光也好。
So, 师父 encourage practitioners at least try to aim at least seeing a ray of light behind the dark clouds of the confusion. So, at least you have generated more faith in seeing the nature.
那第七行呢，还是告诉大家心的内心的状况哈。
So the next line talks about the state of the mind.
内心不起，其实就是心也是无相的。
So the next line talks about state of mind within. It says, if nothing arises within the mind, nothing will manifest without.
这边不起的话，就是念头不起，就还没有修行以前的那个。心啊是念头一个接一个的啊，假如念头不起的话，你就不会感受外面有任何的东西。
And here nothing arises refers to your thoughts are not arising. So if no thoughts arise, nothing will be experienced outside of the mind.
那外面东西显现呢，我们叫做妄想。
And if there is something experienced or appeared outside of mind, and we call those wandering thoughts.
六祖坛经有一个很有名的故事，就是风动不动，啊，不是风动，不是幡动，仁者心动。这个就讲的就是我们的念头在动，就是内心有起。
So in the Platform Sutra of the Six Patriarchs, there is a famous story that says, neither the flag nor the wind moves. It is the mind that moves.
当你的心是安是止的时候呢，就没有任何东西可以诱惑你，扰乱你。所以呢，你的念头到底是从内还是从外呢？
So when the mind is still, there's nothing outside that can tempt you or disturb you. Therefore, do the thoughts that disturb you come from within or outside?
所以要很清楚的念头到底是因为内心起呢，还是从外面影响到你的。
So we need to be clear that your wandering thoughts, do those generate from outside or from inside?
那假如是从外境的话呢，修行还不是很好。假如你的念头你发觉只有从内心起的话，师父说你修行还不错。
So if you notice, all those wandering thoughts are generated by outside environments, and then that means your practice still needs improvement. But you know that if you notice, only inside thoughts bother you, those thoughts are generated within, then you're practicing well.
那师父说内在的念头啊，要不起，不是那么容易的。
And 师父 said, it's not easy to get to the state that even within there's no thoughts generating.
那什么到底是什么是外的，什么是内的？
So, after all, what is considered inside or outside?
所以跟身体有关的那些感觉啊，饿啊，冷啊，热啊，痛啊，麻啊，都是外在的东西。
So feelings that related to our own body, such as hunger, feet, cold or pain, are considered outer things.
跟贪吃的念头接在一起，跟心有关的，跟身体没有相关的，那个就是内在的。
Thoughts that are not related to the body but to the mind only, those are considered thoughts within.
在禅修的时候，师父就告诉禅修的学员说，当你的身体跟方法都不见的时候，请告诉我，我再告诉你们新的方法。
So during the intensive retreat, 师父 would say, tell me when the body and the method disappear or together, and I'll give you a new method.
那就有人就开始了，他说奇怪，我的身体怎么还在啊？我身体赶快给我走啊，给我消失啊，给我一个新的方法。你们说这个是内在还是外在的念头？
So some people will get started since once they hear what 师父 said, they would be thinking, oh, strange, how is it that my body is still here? Body, go away, get lost. I want a new method. So I want to ask you, for this kind of situation, do you thinkthe wandering thought is outside or within?
It's a within. Okay. 那有的时候是到底怎么回事啊？为什么方法还在？什么时候才会消失？师父有提到观音无限的境界，我怎么还没有体验到呢？那也许等一下就会出现。那这个是内在的还是外在的？
So,the first one is generated from inside. And then once a body finally disappears, those practitioners would be thinking again, how come this method is still here? When will it disappear? And Shifu told us about the infinite light and sound. Why haven't I experienced that yet? Well, maybe it's coming soon. So this type of dialogue with themselves, do you think it's generated within or out from the outside?
还是内在的哈。
It is still generated within your mind.
那第三种师父又举例内在的念头啊，他说 师父讲了好多的内容，到底是什么意思啊？为什么我老是到不到那边啊？师父说对了对了，师父说不要这样想啊，最好不要勉强，也不要想求开悟。好了好了，我就不想他了，只管修行就好。这次我不再怕死了，可是好像也死不了，怎么办？这个是不是又是一个念头？
So some people would generate another type of thoughts would be talking to themselves that, well, Shifu talked a lot of things. What does it mean? Why can't I get anywhere? Well, Shifu told us not to think like this, better not force anything. He tells us not to think of enlightenment. Okay, I won't think of it. I'll just practice. This time, I won't be afraid of dying. But it seems like I can't die. Why?So those are not just another conversation generated within.
所以打坐的时候跟自己对话，跟身体跟外境没有关系，这些都是内心升起的，有没有意义啊？
So this type of conversations with yourself while meditating are not related to the body or the outer environment. They originate in the mind. Are they meaningful?
所以师父告诉我们一个方法，怎么办？当一个念头升起的时候，不要管它，就回到方法就好了。
So 师父taught us a method that when you experience this type of situation, you just ignore it and go back to the method.
那师父讲说，不要管妄念是由心或者环境或身体产生的，因为他们都不是。真实的都是虚妄的哈。
And 师父 said, whether the wandering thoughts generate in your mind or in the environment, it all lacks reality, so we should just ignore.
所以有的人都说，我知道妄想不是真的，可是我拿它一点办法都没有。
But some people would say that, well, I know my deluded thinkings are not real.But I can't do anything about it.
这就是为什么我们需要修行。这个也可以帮助已经知道自己是迷乱的人啊，帮助他们怎么来处理那个妄念。
So this is why we need to practice, and where practice can really help you, because practice can help those who already recognize that they have deluded thinking, to do something about it.
所以下面的就是刚刚讲，凡所有相，不管是内的外的，只要你的一个念头就是一个相，它都不是真的，它都是虚幻的。
And the poem talks about the latter part of the seventh line talks about that which possess characteristics is not original reality.
好，我们在第八行啊，也是告诉我们怎么办。
And the next line, the eighth line, also talks about what can we do about those wandering thoughts.
念这边就讲念头哈，只要念头一起的时候呢，你就知道它，就要觉，就说不怕念起。只怕觉迟，这个就常常在修行的时候，你不要怕有念头起，就怕不知道这个是念头，你要放下它。
And the eighth line also focus on the thought. So once a thought is arising, what should you do? We often say that don't be afraid of a thought arising, just be afraid of noticing it too late.
所以不是怕念头，而是怕你觉到这个念头迟了一些。
So, we often talked about this because it is not a terrible thing to have thoughts arising, but the problem is that you don't aware of it quickly.
所以他这边讲，念起即觉，就是马上就可以知道，这个是比较重要。
So the poem says that the awareness will quickly at once destroy your thoughts. that is important that you need to give rise to the awareness quickly.
那他一照到的话呢，他那个念头就被怎么样？他这边用既破掉了，就是既被摧毁了。
So here it talks about once your awareness, it gives rise to the awareness and the awareness shines on the thought will be destroyed quickly.
所以呢，我们都很担心妄念哈。其实妄念要看你的心态是怎么样。妄念其实可以激起你更要努力修行。
So, we often, worry a lot about, giving rise to wandering thoughts. But actually, it really depends on your attitude towards wandering thoughts. They can help you actually work harder.
那如果没有念头升起的时候，还要不要用方法？
So, when you don't have any wandering thoughts arising, do you still need to use the method?
当然不要，因为你没有念头升起，代表你的心是很清净的，你还根本就可以不要修行了，就是意思说你可以不用方法了。
Well, you don't need to use the method anymore because when you don't have any thoughts arising, that means your mind is pure and won't need to practice.
那没有修行过的人呢，可能知道自己有妄念，但不知道怎么办。
But people who have never practiced may know about their wandering thoughts, but can do nothing to stop it.
那假如修行过的人呢，他知道自己有妄念，他也没有办法让他停止。有的人还是没有办法让他停止。
But for people who practiced before, they may still lack the ability to stop the wandering thoughts.
除非你修行用上功夫的，不管什么念头来，就可以立刻扫除。
Only when you're practicing really well and you really get a handle of the method, whenever thoughts comes up, you can have the power just sweep it away.
扫是有扫的那个动作，是你去做一个东西啊，不是不理它，是你去处理它。
So here, the word sweep is action, is to actually means you don't just ignore it, you actually take some action towards it, to deal with it.
那个扫不是讨厌它，也不是抗拒它。
And to sweep the way, it doesn't mean that you dislike it or resist it.
那到底是怎么样去扫除这个念头呢？
So how do you...really actually sweep the thought away.
那你可不可以用别的东西来代替呢？
So can you use something else to replace the thought?
那假如去代替它，是不是代替的那个又是另外一个念头呢？
But if you actually want to replace something with the thought, replace the thought, then what would you do with the replacement?
所以师父在这边讲，你想要摆脱张三呢，你就找李四来帮忙。那当张三走的时候，李四是不是又留下来了？
So 师父 use expounded in using example saying, well, if I want to get rid of Tom and I got Dick to do the job, but after Tom left, what should I do with Dick? I would be stuck with Dick.
所以呢，你不管是找另外一个人来，你那个就到后来还是缠住你的。
So no matter what you try to replace, trying to find something to replace it, you will always end up be stucking with the last one.
所以呢，你假如不会用方法的话，你把一个念头就是扫走的话呢，可是你还在那个情绪当中。那你心里就会想真倒霉，希望他别再来。那你的心就是很散乱的。
And so no matter what you try to replace it with, you will always end up not well, and you will be thinking, I'm hopelessly stuck with wandering thoughts, I'll just give up meditating.
所以当你想我真倒霉的时候，那个是不是一个念头？是有另外一个念头。 就是理事了哈。
So when you give rise to that thought that, how unfortunate it is, aren't you just giving rise to another thought?
那有的人就会很颓丧，我满脑子都是杂念，那一点希望都没有，干脆就不要打坐好了，我放弃打坐，放弃修行。
And for some people, they will be, very hopeless. They will be saying, well, I'm hopelessly stuck with wandering thoughts. I may just give up meditating.
所以你杂念没有升起，还造得更多。
So you didn't successfully sweeping away all your wandering thoughts. Instead, you end up with more wandering thoughts.
所以你其实一直在产生妄念。
So actually, so,during the process of trying to sweep away the wandering thoughts, you actually generate more wandering thoughts.
所以你真正的还没有放下。
So that means, you haven't actually, let it go.
那有的人那个是不会放下哈，可是又抓不住哈。那现在呢，有的人就要抓住，好，我有这个念头跑出来的时候，你就想办法要给他抓住那个念头。
Also, some people think, since I can't let go or put down the thoughts, maybe I'll just grab the wandering thoughts.
那真正的抓住也就叫观照，也是一个方法。
So actually, if you can really grasp and hold on to the thought, it can self become a method as well.
那所以呢，能够真放下，能够抓住，都是一个方法。
So, if you can truly, put it down or actually, really grab a hold on to it, both way you can have a method.
那如果我们把一个妄念好好的看住哈，不放下它，本身就是一个方法。
So if you are able to really grab or hold on to a thought and observe it carefully, itself is a thought, is a method.
假如没有办法看住一个念头的时候呢，不管这个念头是好的是坏的，它都是扰乱你修行的一种妄念。
And if you're not able to hold on to the method and observe it carefully, no matter whether the thought is good or bad, it will become a disturbance to your mind.
主要的这一段就是讲，不管是什么，过去的就放下它。
So the main point of the line is, no matter what it is, once it passed, you should put it down.
要像镜子一样，影像不在你前面的时候，走了就是走了。
So it's just like a mirror. When the image has gone, it's not appearing in the mirror, you should just let it go.
不要像照相机，在你前面什么都照下来。
And it shouldn't, your mind shouldn't be like a camera that takes pictures of everything and sticks with it.
好，我们把第八个这个哈，我们第八个就告诉我们怎么样要，我们到底是不是在修行，我的修行功夫到了哪里。第八就是告诉我们，我们的修行功夫到了哪里，怎么测试呢？
So the eighth line of the poem mainly talks about how, do I know where I am in my practice and where is my level?
妄念是一个测试剂啊。
So, wandering thoughts is really a way to test or check out, method.
所以不用担心妄念啊，只怕妄念你不会把它当作测试剂。
So wandering thoughts, so you shouldn't be afraid of wandering thoughts. It's really a way to test, to let you know where you are in your practice.
看得清楚哈，第一个、第二个、第三个哈。第一个你不知道有妄念，第二个呢妄念停不下来，第三个会用方法少妄念。所以用妄念来测试你的修行的功夫。
So, you can use the wandering thoughts to know where you are in your practice. There are different levels. So the first one is you're not aware of wandering thoughts at all. The second level would be, you're aware of wandering thoughts, but you're not able to stop wandering thoughts. And the last level, the more advanced one would be, you're able to use a method to sweep the wandering thoughts away.
好，不知有妄念，不在修行啊。
So when you're not aware of wandering thought at all, you're not practicing.
那妄念停不下来呢？第一个呢，就跟着它走。
So when you are aware of wandering thoughts but not able to stop them, one choice would be you just follow the wandering thoughts.
第二种呢，就放不下。
And the second possibility is that you are aware of the thoughts but you just can't let it go.
第三个呢，就抓不住。
And the third situation would be you want to grasp onto it but you can't grasp it.
最糟糕的就是放弃。
And the last situation is the worst, that after frustration, you just give it up.
那知道用方法少呢，第一个就是放下，就是少，少的功夫放下。
So the good situation is that you are able to use a method to sweep away the wandering thoughts. So the first one is you try to just let it go, put it down.
Yeah, 第二个呢，就抓着不放。
Or another choice is you can hold on to it and observe it, watch it carefully.
最害怕的又抓不住又放不掉。
The worst situation is that you can't put it down, let it go, and also you can't hold on to it.
那在我们师父的体系里面放下的功夫就是默照。
So in the system, the Dharma Drum Retreat, Dharma Drum Mountain, we use a method of silent illumination. That is to let go the thought, to put it down.
那抓住就是话头。
And if you don't want to put it down, you can choose to hold on to it, and that's a method of a 话头. You hold on to it and watch carefully.
那话头其实也可以有轻松的跟紧的。那请大家去参加话头禅期哈。
And for the method of 话头, there are also two ways to use it. One is use it more leisurely. The other one is more intensively.
好，先问一下，只剩八分钟，有没有什么问题？没有，再继续讲究。
So there are still 8 minutes left. I want to ask, do you want to ask some questions or do you want to continue?
Any question? No. 第一次，第二次，第三次。好，我们第。
All right, no questions. So we will continue.
好，那第九呢，就是讲，也是讲凡夫的境界啊。当你有境的时候，你怎么办？
So the ninth line also talks about the ordinary.Person's state of mind. When you have a situation arising, what should you do with it?
所以呢，我们世间上一切的现象事物都由心所造，一切为心造。
Because everything in the world is produced by your mind.
那如果心不动的话，就不会起任何的分别了。
So if your mind didn't move, there won't be no discriminations.
由于每个人的背景状况不一样，会把某些东西看成好的或坏的。
Because everyone's background or the values are different, so something will be considered as good and something considered as bad.
而且任何一些现象都一直在变化中。
And all these phenomena are constantly changing.
那本来所有世界的现象跟物件啊，它都不是不变的、固定的，一直都在变动中。
So it is natural that it is true that all phenomena is constantly changing and they don't have any fixed characteristics.
所以善恶没有一定的标准，看你自己主观的看法而已。当下主观，这是在那一刹那你当下的主观的一种看法。
So there's no definite standard of good and bad. It all depends on your subjective viewpoint at that moment.
而且受你个人那时候心境的影响，所以呢，看到某些人是凡夫，看到某些人是圣人。
And it also, the state of a person's mind makes them perceive some people as common, others as holy.
以耶稣来讲，在他的弟子眼中，他是圣人。
For example, the Lord Jesus Christ, for some people, for his followers, will view him as a holy man, a saint.
那他最后是被什么钉死的，对不对？是因为那些人认为他是坏人。
But we know from the Bible that Jesus Christ was crucified in the end. So those people who crucified them view him as a bad person.
所以当师父在禅期的时候，有一位女众啊，她在禅期的时候很用功，她就把师父，就禅期结束，她就跟师父顶礼，把师父当作圣人。
So during the intensive retreat, there was a student, she worked really hard on retreat. So she saw a light emanating from Shifu's body, so she felt that Shifu was a holy person.
那打完禅期她很久就没有再回来。
So after the retreat, she didn't return for a long time.
所以师父就说，诶，她一定把现在把她当作凡人了。
So Shiv joked that, well, now she must saw me as an ordinary person.
所以凡圣啊，这个都是我们心中的一种分别。
So saintliness or ordinariness are really just in the mind of the beholder.
它一念而生，就是在你当下的状况而产生的。
So it is all within your mind, generated in your mind.
那就像佛陀来讲，他的神圣性也跟我们的主观很有关系啊。
And for it's also like the Buddha, whether he is holy or not, it's all subjective from our point of view.
在2500年到现在，佛的弟子当然把他当作神圣的。
So, all in the history from the beginning of the Buddha was born to now, 2500 years. Of course, all Buddhists will view Shakyamuni Buddha a holy man.
那事实上，假如说我们现在是蚂蚁，或者是我们在2500年以前，在印度的另外一个地方，我们会把佛当作是圣人吗？
But actually, if we were birds, ants, or other little animals, or were from other parts of India, do you think we would still view Buddha as a holy person?
佛陀看他众生啊，所有的众生都是佛。
When Buddha looked at sentient beings, all sentient beings are just Buddha.
他也是一念而现啊，因为他是佛，所以他的心跟我们的不一样。
Because Buddha is, appears in the world responding to sentient beings' needs, so his mind is different from ordinary minds.
所以我们当看到某一个东西说它是好是坏，其实是一个我们的观念。
So when we see things and we view it as good or bad, it's just actually a subjective, it's all from subjective viewpoint.
那所以我喜欢这个人，我讨厌那个人，也是我们想到他们的时候，他们才存在。
So when we say this is a good person, this is a bad person, I like this person, I dislike that person, these are all things that come into existence only when we think them.
所以国行法师讲，昨天的妈妈，今天的妈妈，明天的妈妈，就是这样，就是我们。当我们的脑海里面有动到这个念的时候，那个影像就会出来。
So just like Venerable Guoqing always like to say, the mom in your mind, the mom from the past, the mom in the future, they are all just thoughts that when your mind is moving, that you generate those thoughts and images.
啊，只剩一分钟，还有问题吗
？Okay, we only have 1 minute left. Do you still have any questions?
假如没有的话，我们就念回向记。
If we don't have any questions, we'll recite the closing sutra.
还是中文先念啊，再念英文。
So we will chant the verse on merit transfer together, Chinese first and then English.
那请合掌。
Please join your palms.
愿以此
功
德
庄严佛净土，上报四重恩，下济三途苦。若有见闻者，悉发菩提心，尽此一报身，同生极乐国。
May the virtuous merits adorn and glorify the pure land of the Buddhas.